I'm James Sherman. Please welcome Dr. Gary Epler, Harvard Medical School. Dr. Epler recently discovered new brain science, and today we're going to talk about how this applies to personal and organizational leadership. Dr. Gary Epler, Harvard Medical, leads an ongoing class series, live and recorded Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11:30 a.m. New York time. Our class series is customized to your individual goals and challenges.
Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Gary Epler. I made a new brain science discovery in December 2019. It's about transferring unhealthy thinking to healthy thinking. I call this Know Who You Are Moment by Moment. Today, we're going to apply this to personal leadership and business leadership.
This new brain science is that you can only think out of one region of your brain at a time. So know the brain region you're thinking from, and that's who you are moment by moment. How does this apply to leadership?
Well, let's first talk about personal leadership. We should strive to lead a successful, clean life. Not only for us, but for the family, friends, and the community. This starts with making decisions. When you need a decision that's needed at home or socially, make it. Just make the decision immediately with the available information. Stay with that decision despite pressure to change unless new facts become available. Then, of course, change if you need to. But waiting for more information, letting time take its course, it stops action. It stops progress. If you need a decision, if a decision is needed, make it. If it's correct, you move forward. But if it's wrong, fix it. And the thing that with that is you can fix it fast before doing harm. The next thing that's really helpful, again, for friends and family, is be responsible for all of your actions and the consequences. If you make a mistake, acknowledge it and get the benefit and move on. There's no need for blame, criticism, or excuses.
What are other ways useful for personal leadership?
The other thing that's really, really helpful is what I call unwavering commitment. Especially for your family and friends. It's yes or no. You do what you say, and when you say it, every single time. If you're going to meet up at 5 o'clock, it's not 5:30 or 6. People will learn to trust you and have a good impression of you if you do what you say. They're not going to be angry, waiting for you, or trying to decide what you're going to do. If you say you're going to do something, do it. There's no other option. I think the main thing this comes to is you need to learn the discipline to say no to a friend, to family, to the boss. And even if it's a favor or you feel like you really need to, you don't want to do it, just don't do it. Say no. If you can't accomplish it, or you just don't really want to do it, say no. Finally, you need to learn about and practice what I call positive communication at home and in public. An example, the spouse comes home all excited about a story, about a big event, big party, and the other person kind of shrugs her shoulders. Well, that's not too dangerous, but the other person may start to complain about something that going on at home, or oh, while you're having fun, I was working, and how much is this going to cost? And really, an angry kind of exchange. That is a destructive comment, and not considered what I call positive communication. And positive communication is really in a positive way. No put downs, no one ups, and no destructive comments. Eliminate the anger and what we call the self-centered, cingulate response. Positive communication is really benefits both individuals. Both people feel better. You feel good, and others feel good too.
It sounds like successful personal leadership includes making decisions for your family and friends without delay, personal responsibility with no blame or excuses, total commitment, and positive social communication. What about business leadership?
Business leadership, I refer to this as people-centered leadership. It's always about the organization. It's not what I also refer to as egocentric leadership. This is the self-centered, singular thinking. And worse, it's the dark triad personality of extreme narcissism, Machiavellian behavior of doing anything to anybody to get ahead. And the third part of that triad is having no feeling of regret for destroying other people's lives. This is a dangerous way of leadership. The Machiavellian behavior, the extreme narcissism, and of course, not even having regret for destroying people's lives. This is egocentric leadership. This is singulate leadership. And what I like is people-centered leadership. It's all about the organization, how you can help, the leadership, how you can help your coworkers, and how you can help the company. And that's the basic part about what I call business leadership is be a people-centered leader. So let's talk about then the traits of great leaders. And it goes right back to that those ones we just talked about. Making immediate decisions in a business setting is more important than ever. If a decision is needed, make it. Make it immediately. And you keep in mind, you'll draw upon your subconscious mind. It is almost has an unlimited source of information. Make the decision and stay with it. Waiting for more information or letting events play themselves out, it stops all action and actually creates a little bit of time for bad events to occur. And here's a good example. Do you fire two top performers? They're the best in the company. Do you fire them because they're poor team players and they're fighting with each other? Or do you let events unfold for weeks, months, or even years? The answer, fire them. The teams will perform better. The organization will be more successful. Yes, the downside, there may be a lawsuit. However, the company's prepared for this and can quickly respond before irreversible harm.
Making immediate decisions is key for business success. What does extreme ownership mean, as talked about by SEAL Commander Jocko Willink?
Yeah, Jocko Willink, his phenomenal leader. He's a SEAL commander. And he talks about total responsibility. And this means not only for yourself, but up and down the entire management chain. This means no blame. If someone on your team makes a mistake, don't blame them. It's your responsibility because either you didn't give them clear directions, you didn't teach them well enough, or you didn't give them sufficient resources. And the same with your boss. If you get chewed out from the boss, it's your fault. You have to take responsibility. You didn't give the boss enough information or what was needed because you didn't clarify the situation. For example, Jocko talks about a SEAL training, and he talks about boat number two, which always won, and boat number six that always lost. They could hear that boat number six before even coming into the finish line. The leader was yelling, the crew were yelling, they were screaming at each other, blaming each other for losing. And so Jocko said, let's switch leaders. let's put that boat number two leader in the boat number six. And of course, they won. And the lesson was, there are no bad crews, only bad leaders. Be responsible for their entire organization with no blame, no criticism, and no excuses.
People need to take responsibility for everyone up and down the management chain. So what's the downside of unreliable commitment at work?
Now, commitment, again, it's like personal leadership. You commit. You one way or the other, it's fine to say no, but just do it. Do whatever you're going to say. And this, in an organization, shuts it down. And you need to, if you say yes, do it at all costs, when and where it needs to be done. A poorly committed person, it stops forward motion. And these people have a terrible reputation. You can't rely on them, especially when things go badly. And as far as I'm concerned, this is grounds for firing. And because positive communication is especially useful, it goes forward. It helps a company move forward, because negative communication, again, it stops it. So it's like this commitment. You need to have positive communication. Again, this is defined as when you have an exchange, both individuals feel better after the communication. And destructive communication, chewing somebody out in public for doing a bad job is devastating. It's not good for the organization. It hurts that individual, and it's just bad practice. So again, positive communication in the workplace is really helpful. And that brings me to the sort of other thing we've talked about, this new brain science of thinking from one region at a time, and anger-centered thinking, and this self-centered thinking just needs to be absolutely controlled and minimized at work. It will, for increased productivity as well as innovation. And that positive social communication is so useful in this setting. Without that anger-centered thinking and that self-centered cingulate thinking that we refer to. Finally, it's really helpful to simplify and clarify communication. This is the basic, again, the SEAL commands. It just simplify and clarify communication brings so success in leadership. And the final little thing is, when it comes to plans, we always talk about plans. It's not really the plan. The success is in the details of the planning process, not the plans.
Sounds like commitment and positive communication are key factors for successful business leadership. What else?
Well, I like this one also by our colleague there, our commander, Jocko Willink. He talks about prioritize and execute. And it's really simple. All it means is you determine at that moment the number one priority on your list and complete it. Just finish it and then move to the next. And this is very helpful when you have long lists of things to do. Just find out what you want to do right that moment and just finish it. Just finish it before you move to the next one. Now, over the years, I've sort of developed two principles that are useful for doing the best job. The first is to do the second part of the job. Every job has two parts. The first part, of course, is what you've been trained for, and do that well, and you'll do a good job. But the second part is what separates the good from the best. This is the extra, unexpected part. For example, a good doctor diagnoses and treats. The best does this with kindness. A good plumber fixes the pipes. But the best, they don't destroy the carpet. and they sure don't scare the homeowner. And it goes on and on and on about people doing their work. The second part of the job is really what separates the best from the average. The second principle I've developed is called complete the last 5% of the job. The last 5% of the job is so hard for some people, for too many people, to finish, they actually never do it, or it takes them 10 times longer than the entire job. For example, my wife Joan and I, when we run in the morning, we'll see new houses being built. And one I remember was built, it's a beautiful house. It's just a phenomenal house. It's been several months. But the sidewalk and that little grass strip, it was a mess. It remained incomplete, unattractive for 2 years. I mean, it might even been 3 years. And then in the meantime, there were scattered pieces of cardboard that were not picked up for months. That last 5%. Or the other one is a coworker goes home, leaving maybe a half hour's worth of work or 15 minutes worth of work for someone else to finish. That's not doing the best. So, two principles: do the second part of the job and complete the last 5% of the work every time.
What are the health habits required for successful leadership?
Now, this leadership we've talked about, the people-centered leadership, the idea of making decisions, responsibility, and commitment. To really do the best, to be these great leaders, you have to take care of yourself. And I have 10 health habits that I follow, and I certainly recommend for everyone else. Starts out with 8 hours of sleep every night. This is needed to restore that brain energy that you use during the day, and you need that dream sleep for empathy and kindness. Second, a healthy nutrition lifestyle. My definition: eat the right foods in the right amount at the right time, prepared in a healthy manner. Right foods include foods with no added sugar, no added salt, and no processed omega-6 fats. Third one, 1 hour of exercise every day. Mix it up. Go for a run, swim, bike, yoga, and stretches and weight training. And group classes are great for high energy and decreasing stress. I also like what I call alpha brainwave time. It's meditation time. It's daydreaming. It's just a few minutes every day. Gives you energy, calmness, and it helps with creativity. Something else, learn something new every day. It's phenomenal. Just anything. The farther away from what you do on a day-to-day business, the better. It gives you energy, makes you more interesting, and you're going to learn something you will apply someday in your life. Another one is have compassion for yourself. This is a simple one. It just means being kind to yourself. We all make mistakes. We all really do dumb things, and we may even hurt somebody's feelings or something. But don't beat ourselves up. Just be kind. Just say, yes, I'm going to learn from that, and then move on. And self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Another one is be grateful. This is a simple one, but it helps. It helps. You find yourself down in the dumps. Just look around and say, just be grateful for something. You can find being grateful for something. You can find being grateful for having someone that doesn't take anything from you. That's always a nice thing to feel. And the other one is that you need to have meaning outside yourself, meaning in your life. Volunteer, help someone, give your time, give your energy, and give your help. Another one is self-healing. This is probably the 9th one, I think, on the list. But it's self-healing. We've taught machines how to repair themselves, and human beings can certainly do so much to heal themselves and from injury and from disease. And healing is a state of mind, and you need to learn the techniques and approach the situation in a positive way. And the last one is be your true self. You can't emphasize this enough. Whether it's business or your life at home, know who you are moment by moment. Know that brain region. Learn to stay out of that anger center and that self-thinking center for successful personal and organizational leadership.
Dr. Gary Epler, Harvard Medical, leads an ongoing live class series on all information discussed on our podcast and recorded Tuesdays and Thursdays, 11:30 a.m. New York time, right after our free podcast every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our class series is exclusive and limited to 100 students, customized to your individual goals and challenges. Easy to sign up on all our social media and includes email question and answer. Customized weekly class, $25 per class, or unlimited classes per month, $100 on Patreon.
I'd like to conclude with develop successful leadership at home and at work. Make immediate decisions. Take total responsibility and maintain unwavering commitment. Be exceptional by being your true self. Thrive on your uniqueness.
This is James Sherman and Dr. Gary Epler closing today's segment. Next time, we'll talk about fitness and exercise.